It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor, and welcome to a brand new week of some fresh oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and it's so good to be coming to you today to share from God's Word. I want to talk to you this week on the subject of miracles. My family came to Christ as a result of a miracle. My mom's best friend was diagnosed with cancer and given 6 months to live, and that was a little over 60 years ago. And she lived up until just a few years ago when she passed away. And it brought my entire family to Christ. I have encountered a number of miracles in my life. I had a cyst growing on the bottom of my foot when I was about 8, and doctors had operated on it, and it came back, and it would make me walk on the side of my foot, very painful. And my pastor, as a little boy, was preaching on healing, on divine healing, and my mom made me go forward. They took my shoe off and my sock off, and I was really embarrassed in front of all the people. But he laid his hands on my foot and spoke God's word over me and prayed for a miracle. And when I woke up the next morning, my foot was totally smooth and made whole. You see, miracles have fascinated humanity for centuries. They've appeared in sacred texts and historical records and personal testimonies like the one I just gave you from people around the world. But did you ever stop and ask, why do miracles happen? Are miracles divine intervention or signs meant to teach us and guide us? Do they happen to everybody and are only to those who have faith? We're going to talk about that this week on Fresh Oil. See, I believe miracles happen when God directly steps into our everyday lives. We call these events miraculous or supernatural because they go beyond our natural laws and what humans can do on their own. I want you to look with me at some biblical examples of God doing the miraculous. How about the parting of the Red Sea? It's found in Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. Let me share it with you. The Bible says, "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left." See, the Israelites were trapped between Pharaoh's army and the sea, and God parted the waters, allowing them to cross safely. How about Elijah and the fire that came down from heaven? One of my favorite places to visit when I go to Israel, and we're planning on going this upcoming December, is when we go to Mount Carmel, where Elijah called down fire from heaven. And this miracle would prove that the Lord was the true God. Elijah called down fire from heaven, and it consumed an altar that had been soaked in water. And Elijah faced impossible odds, and God showed up in a miraculous way. Let me read the verse, 1 Kings 18 and verse 38. It says, "Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. And when all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, 'The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.'" See, God showed up and did a miracle for Elijah that day. And then there was Jesus calming the storm in Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. While he was crossing the Sea of Galilee, a fierce storm arose, and Jesus commanded the wind and the waves to be still, and they obeyed, showing his power over nature. And in verse 41, the disciples responded to this miracle. It said they were terrified, and they asked each other, "Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him?" You see, each of these miracles had a clear purpose, and that purpose was to reveal God's power, to deliver his people, or to strengthen faith. In my more than 40 years of pastoral ministry, I have witnessed the miraculous in my life and in our church time and time again. Yet some people would ask, "But does God still intervene in the miraculous ways today, Keith?" And I would answer that question in a resounding yes. Countless testimonies describe situations where people face certain death, financial ruin, and even despair, only to experience an event so improbable that it had to be orchestrated by God. You see, friend, I'm convinced that miracles occur on a daily basis, and they're often attributed to coincidence. But really, friend, a coincidence is just a miracle where God chooses to remain anonymous. There have been a lot of miracles that we see in our life, and they usually are just written off. I think of the miracle on the Hudson on January 15th, 2009. Remember when Captain Sully Sullenberger was able to land that airplane in the Hudson River when a crash looked inevitable? It was U.S. Airways Flight 1549, and it lost power, and it was unable to circle back to the airport, and all 155 passengers survived. And people called it the miracle on the Hudson. Recently, on July 13th of 2024, President Donald Trump was at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. And as he was speaking to the crowd, a 20-year-old gunman was planning his assassination, and he fired shots at the president. And the president turned his head at just the precise moment, causing the bullet to merely strike his ear in what would have been a fatal shot. The doctor who was treating President Trump said that the bullet came less than a quarter of an inch from entering Trump's head and instead struck the top of his ear. And he said, he went on to say, "I'm extremely thankful that his life was spared. It is an absolute miracle he wasn't killed." Did you hear about the woman who was declared dead in June of 2024? 74-year-old Constance Glantz had been in a hospice care in Lincoln, Nebraska, in a nursing home, and she was pronounced dead and transported to the local funeral home. Nearly 2 hours after her death, workers at the funeral home placed her body on the table to begin their work on her body when someone noticed that she had started breathing. Needless to say, it was a shocking experience for everybody involved. But there are numerous accounts of people who were clinically dead, but inexplicably came back to life. I remember my friend Rhonda Gunn shared a song that she would sing in concert, and she would often tell the story of her friend Neil, who had been electrocuted in Arkansas as he was pushing a scaffolding, and he and two others pushed this scaffolding into a high-voltage line, and all three of them were instantly killed. He was placed in a body bag, and he was on his way to the morgue when he came back to life. I'll never forget, I was in Nashville taping the television version of Fresh Oil, and my friend Rhonda called me and said, "Neil's in town, would you like to meet him?" And I said, of course, who wouldn't like to meet somebody who had died? So I went to meet him at the restaurant, and I'll never forget as long as I live, as he began telling me the story of how he was pushing that scaffolding. And he said, "Pastor Keith, I took one step there in Arkansas, but when my foot came down, it came down in a bright corridor with golden streets, and I could see the angels at the end of that corridor." And he began to tell me how his life flashed before him, and he begged for an opportunity to come back. He realized he had made heaven because of the grace of God, but he realized he had done nothing for God, and he begged to go back. And he popped back into his body there in that body bag. Needless to say, it scared the person driving the ambulance. But friend, I am a firm believer. I've heard stories of divine protection in war zones, about soldiers who've reported bullets missing them by inches. Another person was shot and it went right through a Bible and came to the very near the end of the Bible. And then it stopped 50 pages from the end, causing that person to survive the event. You see, stories like this, as well as my personal experiences, have led me and many others to believe that God still performs miracles to protect, to guide, and deliver His people today. Miracles come as a response to faith and prayer. One of the most debated questions is whether faith plays a role in miracles. Can belief increase the likelihood of experiencing a miracle? Well, I believe the Bible tells us it does. There are many times when Jesus would say, as he did in Mark 5:34, "Your faith has made you whole." Let me give you some examples. There was the woman who had the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34. And after suffering for 12 years, she believed that touching Jesus' garment would heal her, and it did. And in verse 34, he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Then there was the centurion's servant. Remember that in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5 through 13? There was a Roman officer who believed that Jesus could heal his servant with just a word. He said, "Lord, you don't need to come to my house. Just speak the word and he'll be made whole." What faith! Jesus was amazed by his faith and he granted that healing. And in verse 13, it said, "Then Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go and it will be done for you just as you believed it would.'" And the Bible says, "And his servant was healed that very hour." Then there was blind Bartimaeus. Remember him? Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52, the story of blind Bartimaeus. And despite being told to be quiet, Bartimaeus kept calling out to Jesus louder and louder, believing he would be healed. And you know what? Jesus restored his sight by saying, "Your faith has healed you." You might ask today, "Keith, but what about the times when people pray for miracles and they don't receive them?" If I had the answer to that question, I could write an instant bestseller. Some things we have to just leave with God and trust Him that He has a reason behind the outcomes we encounter. But many people struggle with this question: is it possible that miracles serve a greater purpose, not just to grant our desires, but to align us up with God's will? Some miracles seem to happen not just to help people, but to send a message, to teach, to confirm faith, or just even to redirect somebody's life. Consider Saul's conversion in Acts chapter 9. Saul was a persecutor of Christians. He was on the road to Damascus, and he had a miraculous encounter with Jesus, and the event transformed him into becoming Paul, one of the greatest apostles. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. See, the miracle Saul encountered was certainly not an answer to a prayer he prayed. It was God sending him a message, and it was God redirecting Saul's life. How about the Star of Bethlehem? Matthew chapter 2, that was an amazing miracle. The miraculous appearance of this star led the wise men to Jesus and marked his birth. The miraculous appearance of this star was God sending a message that Messiah had come, and he was born in Bethlehem. Many people today have reported seeing visions and dreams or angels. I write about in my book, This Is My Story, about a couple of personal experiences where God sent one of his angels to help me in a desperate situation. One was when I was lost in England, and an angel, I really believe it was an angel, that stood on the edge of the expressway and flagged me down and told me that the concert I was doing was just across the street when I was totally lost. Another was when my wife and I went to Springfield when I was to open the House of Representatives in prayer that next day. I had left my CPAP machine at home, and I desperately needed one at the hotel that night, and it was around 11 p.m. when God sent an angel with the very device I needed, came to our hotel room, refused to take my insurance or payment, and his words to me were, "Tomorrow morning, take this machine to the front desk, and this transaction will have never occurred." See, sometimes a miracle isn't just about healing or provision. Sometimes it's about God revealing a truth that changes a person's life forever. We're calling this week on Fresh Oil, Miracles Happen to Ordinary People. And I'm going to be sharing with you some stories that will make the hair stand up on your arm. I have seen God do miracles time and time again, and I believe we're still living in a day where the miraculous occurs. My friend, miracles don't just happen to the powerful or to the extraordinary. They happen to ordinary people just like you and just like me. Thanks for joining me today on Fresh Oil, and I invite you to go by our website at weneedgod.com. Drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you this week. Walk in grace. God loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time. Remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.